This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
How much was your vet bill? Yeah, tell us what happened, and we're going to guess how much it cost you because we were at the ER vet with our dog over the weekend.
What happened now? You got Elizabeth and Radar. Going back, you were freaking out because she had dug up a frozen bunny.
In
the
backyard?
Is that what you mentioned? In the backyard.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
That's how the morning started at 4:30 a.m. Yeah. That's exactly what happened, Radar, because okay. She was excited. She is a trained hunting dog, and she's always hunting, always trying to find something. And the frozen bunny did not come into the house, woke Eric up. He was able, if you were listening to the show, to get it out of her mouth. Praise her for being a good girl. You found it. Yay, great. Now
you
get
did good.
Here.
You did good, kid.
So that was the morning. Well, then in the afternoon, Eric and I went to go run her. We run her out on public land because as a German short hair pointer, she's a sporting dog. She's athletic. She needs to get that activity and energy out. And so we walk along and she's off leash on public where hunting dogs are. And she's running around and we see on the Garmin that she's on point and that's what she'll do. She's a pointer. She'll find birds. She'll find all kinds of things.
And when she is on point, that means she's waiting for you to come and...
Yep, and release her. She will not come back until we go to where she's on point.
Oh, it's right here. It's right here. Come get
me. So Eric goes deep off into the path. We have our orange on so we can see each other. And I'm standing off to the side watching this. And he's, you know, telling her to get off of this thing. And he yells. He's like, she found a nest of bunnies. Her and this these bunnies.
She's making friends. I found somebody else for you.
She got into this bush and found these bunnies.
Oh,
and
no.
So then she sprints off of it. No more than 2 minutes later, I see Eric in the distance kind of like bending down like he's trying to fix something on her. And I'm looking around thinking, what is going on? What is happening? And so he kind of puts a hand up like, hang on, that I should stop. I don't want to keep walking on the path. I'll get too far away from him. And I yell, what's going on? He's like, I don't know. I think she did something. She's not normal. She's not okay. I'm like, well, what is it? She goes sprinting away and you can see that her front snout is like pushed in on the left side.
Oh my gosh, what? Is she getting a fight?
And now she won't stop sneezing. Well, we've been down this road before. This is exactly what happened. We were hunting with her out in South Dakota. She had gotten that big stick up her nose.
Big stick,
remember?
That's right. Coda got the stick in the nose in Dakota.
So I call her back, and she's just sneezing, and she won't straighten her snout.
I know. When I get sticks up my nose, I try and sneeze it out.
And I look at Eric, and I said, we have to get her in. She clearly has something up her nose again.
Oh.
And he said, let's just wait and see. She's fine. And I'm looking at her, and I'm watching her, Eric, she won't stop sneezing. She won't straighten out her snout. We can't. We have to get her in. So we call our vet, which is about 40 minutes away from where we are. And it's a Friday. It's a late Friday.
Oh, no. Yeah.
They felt terrible, but they said we can't get her in.
Dude.
All right. I guess we have to go to the ER vet. Well, the ER vet isn't far from where we live, but still about a half hour away from where we are. So we plug it in. We get her into the car. She's sneezing. She's sneezing. She's sneezing. She won't stop sneezing. And Eric's driving. He's kind of driving pretty quickly because this is a breathing issue now. Like, we don't know what she has in her nose. And I look back at her and I can see in her eyes, she's looking a little panicked. Just a little bit, like she can't catch her breath. And so I immediately said, Eric, we need to find the closest vet. I don't know that we're going to make it to the ER, which he didn't disagree at all. So I'm on the internet, I'm scouring, I'm looking. I find Wales Animal Clinic, which is not far from our house.
Okay.
And yeah. I called them, explained what happened, and they said, you are lucky. We just had a cancellation.
Thank you,
Bring
cancellation.
So we fly in. Poor dog, she just cannot stop sneezing. I mean, and it's a lot. I mean, it's almost like an asthma attack. Like, you. So they get her back right away, and we told them, we said, we've had this before. We think she has a stick up her nose. They call our vet. They send all the paperwork.
As opposed to another part of the body.
Oh my gosh.
Because she's friendly. She's not that way.
They say, we're going to have to sedate her see what's up her nose.
Yeah, because otherwise she's going to be flopping around and everything.
And it's your dog and it's your family member, and you're just thinking, okay, sure. Yep. Whatever you got to do. So about 45 minutes later, they come out. I took a picture of it, of what was up her nose. This dog, man.
Up your nose with a rubber hose. Isn't that what Fonzie always said?
This was up her nose. That's about...
Pine needle?
That's about a 3-inch, 4-inch little stick. Another stick. Up her nose. Then we took her home, signed the paperwork, we paid, and I looked at Eric and I was like, we're done buying Christmas gifts. We did not expect this right now. How much do you think this cost?
Well, as soon as you said sedate, I'm like, okay, well, that's, we have to be very careful with that. So, and
I mean, it's just a light sedation. She was able to walk
still,
out.
Yeah, but still, you still have to administer anything like that, plus the emergency vet. I know that it was a cancellation, but you did get her in there, and they had to jam something up there to rip out the stick or a pine needle, whatever that is. I'm going to say like $400. $400 on a Friday.
A little bit higher.
Higher or lower, everybody? What?
A little bit higher. A little bit higher.
Higher than 400?
Just a little bit higher.
For 50?
A little bit more.
More? For 75.
More.
80, 85, 90, 95, 500?
A little bit higher?
505, 550.
$525.
$516. Whoa, dude.
Yeah.
That's some coin there.
Yes, but I'm glad we got her in, and I want to thank that vet clinic for taking us last minute. It was a little touch and go there. Like I said, for a few minutes, looking at her eyes, you know, you could tell with your pet, it's like, okay, she's starting to get nervous that she can't stop sneezing.
Could you have reached up there and snagged that? No, it's way up there?
No, because that's just it. They looked at it first. And they couldn't see anything. That's why they had to sedate her.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
What can you do to stop the dog from putting sticks up their nose? Sounds like a 3-year-old. Why are you putting that up your nose?
That's what my mom asked, too, because she said, didn't you just do this a year ago? Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. So she averages one stick up her nose a year is what we have realized.
Hey, that's
There's
good.
No way to prevent it. And if you think about the amount of time, we run her every day. Mm. Every day. And she doesn't get a stick up her nose every day. So those are pretty good odds,
again,
I guess.
Again, it's better than a stick somewhere else. Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Pets and vets. What happened to your pet? And we're going to guess how much your vet bill was. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. We're going to go first to Jessica after we had to take our GSP to the vet. Last minute, it was an emergency visit because she got a stick up her nose running in the field. Yes, this is the second time she's done this.
Up your nose with a stick.
Okay, so Jessica, this is about your corgi puppy. Oh my gosh, yes. Probably the cutest puppy on the planet.
Oh, good morning, guys. I think I have your cost beat.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I have a corgi. Well, he's now 2.5 years old, but at 1 year old, he was playing in the backyard with our Great Pyrenees and running around and playing, and he came in, and he started acting really odd. He wouldn't eat or drink.
Oh, no.
My first thought is that he got into poison or somebody threw something over the fence.
Oh.
And he started vomiting, so I took him to the emergency vet. Freaking out and crying, and I'm like, he's just a baby.
Oh.
And they took him back for x-rays, and he had eaten a rock.
he ate a rock in your yard?
All of our landscaping is river rock.
Oh no.
Oh,
puppy.
Boy.
Okay, what's the dog's name?
Griffin,
what are you doing? Okay,
eating rocks out here.
So you're at the ER. So
yes.
Eating rocks meant full surgeries, sedation, everything to remove it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Now, hang on, though. You know, corgis are puppies, and they're little. This is a little dog, and they usually base that off of weight. So I'm trying to think about costs.
He was young. He was young at that point. He wasn't even full grown yet.
All right. Well, when our Bernese Mountain Dog ate 9 socks when he was a puppy long time ago, that was 4th of July weekend, because of course it would be. And that bill... I mean, this was like 16, 15 years ago. That bill was $3,500. That's a really large dog.
Yeah.
So for a corgi.
You can keep going up.
Wait, for the corgi, this was more than $3,500? Okay, Radar, what's your guess?
$4,500. Jessica?
Nope, keep going.
$5,000?
Nope, keep going.
$7,000.
Yes, right on the
$7,000. Oh my gosh.
And how much did the corgi cost in the first place when you first bought Griffin?
$950.
Oh my gosh, but I feel for you, Jessica.
What an investment.
When we were in that situation with the burner that ate all the socks, he was also only 11 months old. They're a puppy. They have their full life ahead of them, and they can easily fix the problem.
You're right.
Right. But, and, you know, I started crying and panicking, so I had to call my husband, and he's like, just put it on the credit card.
Oh, my God.
What are we going to do? Just put it on the card.
$7,000.
Pay it off later. Holy cow.
After Dakota got the stick up her nose in South Dakota, we finally did get pet insurance. So we'll be able to file a claim for this and get some of it back. So something to think about. But, oh, my gosh. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Actually, it's really a good idea to get. It never even occurred to me that he would eat a rock.
Yeah, now get it now because you never know. Griffin might be hungry again. Thanks, Jessica.
Oh, Jessica, we're glad he's okay.
You too.
Thanks for sharing that, too. Holy
cow. All right, let's go to Holly. We're going to take another call here on this. It's Pets and Vets. So what happened to your dog? And then we're going to guess how much it cost you.
Okay, so... my dog had a lump on his leg near his kneecap, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, no.
Went into our family vet. Luckily, they were able to bring him in. The vet looked at it, and she goes, yeah. She's like, right where it is, it's just above his kneecap. She's like, it's going to have to be removed, otherwise it can alter his walking. So he had to be fully sedated. And then... maybe 3 days after he got home from surgery, he opened the wound again so that I had to take him to the emergency.
No!
Oh, I got another visit. An emergency. Yeah, that's not the money you want to be paying
there. So the original surgery was about $3,900. And then the emergency vet, luckily, was only about $600. They wanted to resedate him to stitch it back up. And I said,
oh my gosh,
I don't have another $3,900. I said, what else can you do for it? They're like, we can staple it. I said, do it.
staple it up.
Oh, so, my gosh.
All in all, it was what, like $4,500?
Yep.
$4,500. And you love your baby, and you would do, you don't want to do wrong by them. But man, sometimes when you are at the vet, don't you all sit there and think, what is this going to cost?
What is your dog's name?
In my head, I'm just tallying it up like, okay, great.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep, there's another $300. There's another. Yeah, and he was 9 years old when he had the surgery, so.
Oh.
Yeah, but you gotta have it done.
Right, it's your family member.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're taking
exactly.
care of them. You got to do it.
Exactly.
And
yep.
and you know what? They give you that unconditional love because deep down they're saying, I know I'm expensive, but I know I'm super cute. I know you love me so much.
I eat your slippers and I also eat your bank account too, apparently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.